What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Because you know, like at camps and stuff like this, you take the ball out, you ain't getting the ball back. Like, you the last one up the court, they already did their thing. So I stopped there, and I just got into a rhythm and started hooping.
The Lakers should sign Trae Young this summer.
They got to kind of start preparing for, like, if LeBron's last year is this year or next year, whenever it is. And I feel like a pick and roll with AD and a guy like Trae Young would be deadly.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
After a successful 8-season run, Quinn Snyder decides to step down. And immediately following that, you know, you're hearing Mitchell is kind of in limbo with the organization and what he might possibly want to do. He still has 4 years, $135 million left with a player option in his final year. What's next for the Jazz?
What's next for the Jazz is a repeat of the last 8 years. Nothing.
Welcome back to another edition of What's Burning, New York version.
Yo.
We out here. Free BG.
Free BG. All day.
Free BG.
It's free BG to BG free.
Man, obviously, Brittany Griner has been detained for 100 plus days. When this show drops, it'll be 111 days since she's been locked up. Very unfortunate situation right now, man. We just want to send our love out to her. Continue to hold it down. Thoughts and prayers to her and her family as she continues to go through this bullshit, man.
Free BG to BG free. What you talking about?
Talk to him. Jack, game two of the finals last night. Pretty evenly matched first half. Golden State outscores Boston 35-13 in the third. And it was pretty much over after that. Tatum, 21 in the first half, finished with 28. Brown had 17, didn't shoot the ball very well. Horford, Smart, and White, who had 65 combined points in game one, only ended up with 16. White had 12 of those. Talk to me about what you saw last night in game two.
Well, one, Steve Kerr did a great job of switching lineups, throwing some different athletic, bigger guys out there to deal with Al Horford and shut him down. I think if the Celtics expecting Marcus Smart to get 20, 25 a game, then they got another thing coming. because I know he's one of the best defensive players in the league, and he's the defensive player of the year, but he's not all that on offense to me. It takes a lot of energy out of you on offense when you got to chase Steph and Clay around. So Tatum has been great. I think you got to expect that. He's been great the whole playoffs. So, I mean, I'm expecting him to be well, but what is everybody else going to do? They're not going to have big games like they had in game one. Golden State did a great job of making – Steph did a great job of carrying the team, doing a, doing his job. Still, and for Tatum to win by that margin and Clay not have a good game, it says a lot. And that has the Warriors feeling great about themselves going to Boston. So, you know, it played out just like I said. I knew Golden State was going to have a better game. I knew they was going to be more physical and play better on defense. And it turned out their way.
Shout out GP2 for making his return. Yep. Otto Porter getting healthy. Good to see both those boys back on the court. With all that said, Boston did what they were supposed to do. Yep. They went on the road and got one game. And I think if we've learned anything, is not to overreact to one game. You know, right. Boston had a great fourth quarter in game one and blew them boys out. Golden State, second half run, blew them out. So it's 1-1. They're going back to Boston. But I agree with you. Again, Smart, Horford, and White combined for over 60 points in game one. So my question after game one is, can they consistently do that?
Right.
And, you know, again, we're not going to overreact. I think it's going to be somewhere in that middle. Smart has actually scored really well during the playoffs. Horford has played really well, but I don't think they're going to be at 65, those combined. And I also don't think they're going to be as low as they were. So I think they'll find a nice steady median moving forward. But I'm excited, man. I think this is going to be a great series. Both teams are capable of winning on the other team's floor. So I'm excited for game three.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting.
The Draymond effect. You know, it's funny when teams say, oh, all this talking or all what is Draymond doing is not going to affect us, but they're talking about it. So obviously they're thinking about it. Very solid game, like 9-7-6, a lot of great big defensive plays. To the people that don't understand, talk about Draymond's importance that doesn't necessarily always show up within the numbers.
Greg Popovich will tell you, every championship team needs a Ron Artest, needs a Draymond game, needs a Steven Jackson. You know what I mean? And a lot of times it's just players to funk it up, to throw shit in the game. And Draymond's been great at that, you know what I'm saying? And he know his role on offense, or his role is just, is not exciting, it's not sexy to see, but the things he do out there really matter. Mm-hmm. Now, on the flip side, I have to say this. He kind of walk on a fine line, because those same fouls and the steals that he got on at home and the little kicks and all that, he getting kicked out on the road. So I think he need to tone it down a little bit, bro, because he's pushing a fine line. And now if you get kicked out of game or something this series.
Trouble.
But not even that, Matt. It's no excuse for you now. Now you a dumb player. You know what I'm saying? Now it ain't no excuse. We made excuse for you in Cleveland and all that. You know what I'm saying? That it really wasn't that serious. But now if you do something like that today, after all that's happened in your career, after all you've been through with the referees at this point to win another championship, if you do something to jeopardize your championship right now, it's going to look real bad on Draymond Green. Yeah. But as great as he is and as much as he do for that team, he has to pull it back a little, bro. He has to pull it back a little. Yeah. Because if we was playing some of that shit he doing, on my soul, bro, on my soul, he would have been on his back pockets. You know what I'm saying? I love Lil Bro because we the same type of player. And I'm a Warrior fan, so I'm saying it's from passion of wanting them to win, not hating on Lil Bro. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I just want him to tone it down a little bit and continue to be great in what he doing and don't let that shit take away from him being helping his team, because I know sometimes when doing games, I get too caught up in that, and it affects my play and it hurts my team. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I've been there. I'm speaking from experience, so that's all I'm trying to say to him. Don't hurt the team.
I mean, I think he understands his importance, but then at the same time, like every foul call, he's jumping up and reacting. I'm just like, bro, they need you. Like, obviously everybody, but he's that key component to me that you lose a Draymond Green, and that's it.
That's it. They don't have a chance.
So. Now, again, he's on that fine line. I hope he stays on the right side of the law. So Draymond did his job from talking to the players on the court, talking to the bench, the coaches, the referees. Flip side, Marcus Smart is that guy for them. Obviously, a different type of leader, defensive player of the year. What do you feel like Marcus Smart needs to do to keep his team where they need to be mentally?
He got a tough job. If that's his job and his job is to guard Steph, I don't know. I don't know how you can do both. You know what I mean? I can't expect that from him this series. For him to be the emotional leader, Al Horford or somebody going to have to take that responsibility this series. This series, the responsibility he has of scoring, being able to chase stuff around and be a vocal leader, like that's a lot in the finals with your stars being two other players. You know what I'm saying? So somebody has got to shoulder some of that.
I agree. So it'll be interesting to see again, game by game, headed to Boston. You know, TD Garden is going to be rocking. We're going to see what happens on Wednesday.
Beantown.
Again, pretty even first half for Golden State. I think it started turning with Poole's buzzer beater to go into halftime. And I said he's going to hit that bitch too as soon as he pulled up. And Shaw was like, this is going in.
He had just hit a three right before that.
He hits it. And after that, the wheels kind of came off. Poole, who struggled in game one, who's been amazing. He was up for most improved player of the year. He's averaging 20-plus points a game in the playoffs. His numbers are down after game one. Had 17 last night. How important is he to this team?
Very important. He gives them a boost. And the lack of offense that Draymond gives them with the starting five, he gives them that boost when he comes in the game. I think he didn't play this up into a big bag this offseason, and I'm happy for him for that. But this kid can really play, man. I'm telling you, I got Golden State going on the road and winning these games, winning his next game. But he's going to have a big game in this series, and it's going to be on the road. Poole going to have a big game on the road in this series, bro. And I'm just happy he was able to chance to get a good feel about his offensive game at home before they go on the road.
Yeah.
And those two big shots, you know, before the half was big.
I love Poole. I love his game. You know, they found a diamond in the rough. Obviously going to be up for some big money, probably 20-plus per year moving forward. But he is a key component. Another key component who has struggled this far is Klay Thompson.
Yeah.
You know, trying to find his rhythm. And he's always good for one or two big games during the series, whether it's at home or road. It doesn't matter to Klay. As someone who is one of the greatest shooters we've ever seen struggling right now, what kind of advice would you give him?
Well, like my boy Loso say, that's Splat Cal. That's Splat Cal. Well, I ain't worried about Splat Cal. You know what I'm saying? Klay going to shoot the motherfuckers if he miss them. He going to shoot the motherfuckers when he make them. Mm-hmm. And when he make them,
trouble.
You might as well just go and make sure you up in front of the TV because it's going to be must-see. He's due for at least two big games.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And he going to have them. I'm not worried about Klay. He's been here. He's been through a lot. You know what I'm saying? For him to be playing right now at the level he's playing at, still competing with a chance to win a championship on his team, that says a lot, everything he's been through. So I ain't worried about Klay, and there's nothing I would tell him. Throw the ball up and let Klay do his thing.
Steph has continued to be Steph. You know, there's a lot of talk coming into the finals that he needs a finals MVP to solidify his greatness. Finally, I think he's the only person to average, 25, 5, and 5 throughout the playoffs. Been killing it again this year. What makes Steph so good in these big moments?
I think he kind of reminds me a lot of Tim Duncan. He had even keel. You can't get him out of his game. You know what I'm saying? He's so locked in. The talking, the trash, the
minus
pushing
the,
down.
Minus the dancing.
You know what I'm saying? Minus the dancing. He locked in. But I just think the dynamic that he brings to the game basically makes him unguardable. If you see the shot, he shot from the hash at damn near at half court. I'm talking about off the dribble, though. And knew it was cash, like, and he's done that a number of times. So just the way he shoots the ball and the problems he posed to the defense, dog, nobody's ever seen no shit like this before, man. This kid is definitely a once-in-a-lifetime talent, bro. I'm glad I was there when we got a chance to play with him a little bit. But this motherfucker here is unreal, dog.
Something else. So looking forward to continue to see his excellence. Game three, moving to Boston. TD Gardens, like I said earlier, will be rocking. Boston is currently favored by 3.5 points, according to our favorite sponsors, DraftKings. Who needs to step up in Boston? You already spoke. You know what Tatum's going to give you. You know what Brown's going to give you. Who needs to step up for the Celtics to get that win at home?
Well, normally at home, guys like Pritchard step up and have big games to give them boosts. To win this series, they're going to need another big game from Al Horford. You know, that's the only reason why they got that win in Golden State. They same supporting cast got to step up. We know what Tatum going to do. We know what Brown going to do. If that supporting cast really going to have to give them that game one type of game again.
No, I agree. Again, guys, obviously, you don't really play better. You know, when you speak on role players, they normally play better at home. They played well in game one. Can they come back and play well in game three? The Celtics have shot the three ball well. Just, you know, Golden State made those third quarter runs. I'm really excited to see what these guys can do. You know, this is their first taste of that big dance.
Right.
You know what I mean? And they showed in game one, they wasn't afraid of the moment. They've come back down to earth after game two. So game three, going back to home, I'm sure they're very confident. And it'll be interesting to see how they come out the gates on Wednesday night. So a lot of different matchups, cool matchups. It's kind of hard to say matchups because there's so much switching. But what any particular matchup you paying attention to?
I like the Jaylen Brown, Klay Thompson matchup. Those two are the best players in the league. And just to see both of these guys play at the highest level going against each other right now, Jaylen Brown is playing a little better than Klay, but the series is still even. So, yeah. But we'll see game three.
I like that Smart-Curry matchup.
Of course.
Curry in his career shoots 27% against Smart, which is his fourth worst against any single opponent. Mm. So it hasn't necessarily held true in these first two games, but I just, you know, Marcus Smart makes that boy work. Physical yeah. with him, can move his feet, quick hands. So I like watching those two greats go to work. Next up, On the Radar, presented to you by DraftKings. We're going to switch it up a little bit. Stack two teams, being no stranger to the long ball. Team props on odds for three-point shots made. Boston Celtics are minus 110 to go over 14.5. Also minus 110 to be under 14.5. So if you're a betting man, next game, Boston going to hit over 14.5 or under 14.5?
I say first home game, they're going to hit over 14.5.
Minus 110. Golden State going into game three are minus 120 to be over 14.5 and plus 100 to be under 14.5.
I got them winning. I'm saying over.
The winning's got to be over. So you got two overs. It's going to be a shootout is what you're
saying. Yeah, pew, pew. Where you vest?
Man, closing thoughts. Big shout out. Always showing a lot of love. And obviously his company sent us these free BGs, shout out Uninterrupted.
You did.
And LeBron James announced he is a billionaire. The Three Comma Club. Give this man his flowers real quick.
Shoot him some. Let me hold some. Just a little some. Nah, congratulations, bro. We all know that's big, you know what I mean? But just to see him reach his feet and make his homeboys millionaires, that's what I always talk about. Like, man, he'd go just for that, man. So keep inspiring us, man. Keep, you know, showing basketball players that, you know, it ain't just about basketball. It's how you carry yourself, how you treat your family. You know what I mean? The whole aspect of how it should be done, bro. So I salute you.
Well, when you sit back and look 30, 40 years from now, the hype that surrounded him and for him to be able to live up to the hype and exceed all expectations, walk that fine line of professionalism and still living your life, win titles, be one of the greatest players of all time, and then to top that off, become a billionaire, make your homeboys millionaires. I mean, there's not much more you could really say. I mean, really just salute this guy. I mean, in a day and age where it's cooler to show hate, it's beautiful to see him rise above all this shit and cancel all that noise, man, and just continue to be him. Another thing is the personal shout out. We also saw you tweet the other day, be looking for you to come on some podcasts. Me and Jack both been on your line, bro.
Yeah, I DM'd you too, dog.
I'll DM you after the show, but you know all the smokers where you got to pull up.
Facts.
You already know. No surprise here, Jack, for me, you know, or actually for both of us. We've always said that Utah is a solid regular season team, but we're always missing that one piece. We didn't trust them in the playoffs. After a successful 8-season run, Quinn Snyder decides to step down. And immediately following that, you know, you're hearing Mitchell is kind of in limbo with the organization and what he might possibly want to do. He still has 4 years, $135 million left with a player option in his final year. Two-part question. What's next for the Jazz? And do you see Mitchell in a Jazz uniform next year?
What's next for the Jazz is a repeat of the last 8 years. Nothing. what's next for Donovan Mitchell is going somewhere else. I'm telling you.
Could it be here?
Even Quinn Snyder. He want to go somewhere else. And, you know what I'm saying? Like,
he stepped down.
This is a graveyard, bro. This is a graveyard. Y'all been sitting over here dying for years, cheering for the Jazz, bro, for years. Quinn Snyder done had enough. He's like, man, look, bro, I'm just going to go and get somebody. Let somebody else die here because I'm not going to do it.
Still fairly young coach. He went in looking like a
great
young,
coach.
Energetic coach.
Great coach.
Come out looking a little older, a little worn down. But for him, I think that says a lot, man. He stepped down. Like, it's not like he's stepping down to retire. I'm sure he still wants to work. He's just like, I've had enough of this shit.
Yeah.
I had enough of this shit. Three teams off the top of your head you think Donovan Mitchell would fit on?
He would fit good in Atlanta with Trae Young.
Ooh.
He'll be nice in Atlanta with Trae Young. Because they can both be free. Ooh, that'll look nice. Of course, New York. I think he'll help them. They wouldn't be that good. But he'll look good in New York. And I also think, for me, to make the biggest move he can make, it would be to go to Miami.
Ooh, I was going to say him.
Some type of way, get Donovan Mitchell and Jimmy Butler together.
Him and Jimmy Butler side by side?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It's a lot of buckets. Shout out to our brother, Rashid Wallace. Just signed as Darvin Ham's assistant. Shout out our brother, Darvin Ham, man. Head job in L.A. It's not going to be easy, man. That's a hot seat. You're setting yourself up for a lot of criticism, but I think D-Ham is, you know, obviously paid his dues, come behind a great lineage of, you know, coaches he's done his time in front of. But I think continuing to add people like Rasheed Wallace, the Lakers need
that
coaches
was big.
That are going to hold these dudes in that locker room accountable. And I know for a fact, both them dudes, you're not talking back to Darvin Ham or Rasheed Wallace. Mm-hmm. I know Rasheed might, yeah. And Darvin Ham's big as a motherfucker, yeah. So. I think accountability is going to be big in that locker room. It's going to be important. So I think those are two big, big pickups.
A lot of people was worried about Darvin Ham. As players, we loved it because we know who he is. You know what I mean? But bringing Rasheed now, oh, yeah, that's what they need. That locker room is going to be totally different. The whole dynamic of how they approach games, you know what I'm saying,
but
how
still
they practice.
Cool, though, but still
nah,
cool.
It's going to be the
yeah.
culture.
Yeah.
It's going to be the actual basketball culture
right.
that respects the game but also understands, you know what I'm saying, we got to enjoy this shit, too. It's mm-hmm. going to be all that in one, and you got two of the perfect guys for
yeah.
that.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I think it just, to me, shine lights more on guys that have been there and done that. Not that you have to have that to be successful, but I feel to relate to these younger players that are hard to really get their respect and attention, you need motherfuckers that can put that work in. And both these guys have put that
Man,
work in. So
Ime Udoka, first year here in the finals. I don't want to hear nothing. That's mm-hmm. prime example.
Yep. Well, that's a wrap, man. What's Bernie? You can catch this every week on Showtime Basketball YouTube.
And on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Show Basketball. Peace.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.